Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Indeed. Good morning, everyone. It's still, you know, this time of the year, getting up to do the show in the dark just irritates me. I mean, it's not so bad. I wake up early anyway, but doing it in the dark, I much prefer the longer days.
I hate going to work in the dark.
I know.
And coming home in the dark.
Drives me nuts.
The only blessing is that, you know, I do get out of the office two or three times a day and just take some brisk walks around the block.
That's right. We see you.
Deep and move.
We know you do. That's right. But still, anyway, we're going to have a good day. We don't have Dr. Humat with us until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I noticed that he said, you know, hosted by Pete Talbot and with Samara Humat. And I guess I
look over here and
I have to do my Samara imitation today.
That's right.
But I can't put on my Samara hat. She doesn't wear hats. I do.
No.
I wear hats. What am I supposed to do to do my imitation? Am I supposed to wear a skirt?
Let's leave it alone. The bottom line is she will be here in an hour.
Okay.
And in the meantime, obviously you're listening to Dr. Jerry Mixon. Not so obvious if you're brand new to the show, however. So Dr. Mixon is the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinics. We got three of them throughout the Puget Sound community, one in Tacoma, one in Linwood, and in Kirkland, Juanita, to be specific. So where this show is all about you and your health issues, your concerns, your frustrations. Odds are you're not too happy with the aging process. Well, you're not too happy if you're 40, maybe even 35 if you're not taking good care of yourself. And so this show is for you. It's live call-in. And here's the toll-free number if you want to call in and ask a question, make a comment, 800-465-8770. Again, that's 800-465-8770. Literally, anything goes. Any health topic, whatever, even the politics oriented around health, is open game. So 800-465-8770. Just before the show started, though.
Yes.
We started talking. You had a comment or two. Apparently, there's going to be some rioting and looting going on tonight at 6 o'clock in Bellevue.
No. It's being proposed as a protest.
Oh, of course.
Oh, it's a peaceful protest.
Oh, of course.
And, I guess they're supposed to be meeting at the downtown Bellevue Park.
Bellevue Park, sure.
Same group that's been peacefully protesting and beating up police officers in Seattle.
Lovely people.
Same group. Interestingly, though, the Bellevue authorities have taken note and don't sound like they want to roll over like Seattle.
I know. It just is amazing. Yeah.
I went on the Bellevue, the official Bellevue City website.
Good.
And this is what they say on the Bellevue City website. Okay. We encourage business owners to take precautions you feel are necessary and to residents to avoid the area near downtown park during the evening hours on Saturday. If you live in the area and see suspicious activity, we welcome your photographs. Clear pictures of license plates, cars, and potential suspects are very helpful following the May 31st riots. Be sure to note the time of day, location, and any descriptions you think might help detect
this. That is great.
Please remember your safety and well-being are most important. Do not put yourself in harm's way. So basically, the Bellevue authorities, unlike the Seattle authorities, are not saying police stay away, let them do what they want.
Yeah.
They're saying, we're going to investigate and we're going to put them in jail and give us pictures of license plates and of suspects and notes so that the detectives can track them down.
Sure.
So I like that.
I don't think I'll go to Bellevue Square tonight.
No, I'm going to stay away.
I was raised from age 7 on, literally kitty corner to Bellevue Square, right there.
Of course, it was empty field in those days.
No. It was about 1956. Bellevue Square was there, but it was more like a strip mall mentality. Kemper Freeman had done a good job. JCPenney was there. Nordstrom came in. But 100th was gravel. And we lived in a community called Viewcrest, which is literally 50 yards from Bellevue Square. It's not like that anymore.
No.
So,
no. JCPenney. Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to buy all my clothes at JCPenney.
Of course. I did. I did too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway, let's maybe stay away from Bellevue. But
yep.
I'm impressed with the city council for doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
That is just
proactive and actually asking for help from the citizens to. To track anybody down that misbehaves.
That's right.
I like it.
All right. Well, again, we've got three lines open. If you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, 800-465-8770. One quick note about Dr. Umat is this afternoon, our new radio show called Beautiful You is going to be live. We've done it live a few times. Often it's recorded. It's at 1 o'clock right here on KTTH. But part of the news is starting next Saturday. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. So that's sort of the big announcement. Today, it'll be 1 o'clock. It'll be live. I get to host it, but Dr. Umat does just a wonderful job talking about all of the various aesthetic services at Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic
division. Botox, fillers, laser therapies, getting rid of wrinkles,
hair restoration, hair removal.
Yep. If you got too much hair, they can remove it. If you don't have enough, they can restore it.
Really amazing things. Bella Medica is our aesthetic division, and we've had it for 15 years or so, but we've just not really promoted it much until this last year. And now we've got the new radio show. It's called Beautiful You, and people really like the show. So it'll be fun. Today, for the last time, it'll be at 1 o'clock, and today it'll be live. 1 o'clock right here on KTTH. And then starting next Saturday, it'll be at 11 o'clock.
So we do our regular show from 8 to 10.
Right.
And then at 11, she's the show here.
She's here.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a call or two. Again, we've got two lines open right now at 800-465-8770. Let's go to Federal Way and talk to John. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Mixon, and
good morning,
I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you.
I'm down here in Federal Way. First thing I'd like to say is a couple of weeks ago you had Dr. Allegra on, and I'm in the middle of recovering from the procedure, and he did a great job. I already see improvements.
Good.
But mainly,
you heard for the first time about Dr. Allegra and Northwest Face here on our show?
Yes.
No, that's good.
I'm really pleased.
We're good.
One of the things is, normally I'm pretty comfortable with having surgery, but for some reason I felt a little uptight. And the thing about it is that he had a real way of reassuring me that things are going to be okay. And I didn't think I needed that, but it sure helped.
Well, Ludwig is a very, very mellow, reassuring sort of guy anyway.
Nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's not imposing. He's not threatening.
No.
His voice is so soft.
Very calming.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I go back next week to get the stitches taken care of.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
So I'm really, really pleased so far. I wasn't so sure initially, but I am now.
Those first few days are not fun for any surgical procedure. You know, it's just when anytime you violate the skin, you stimulate some nerve endings that say, hey, wait a minute, I don't like that. But, you know, usually by about the third day, things start to improve.
Yeah, he has a great staff, a lot like the eye doctor. And it's the same kind of feeling when you're in there. Everything's under control. People are well-coordinated.
You're also talking about Dr. Michael Gilbert?
Yes.
Yes,
the same kind of deal.
Northwest Vision Institute, yeah. Their staff is equally just amazing. Quality customer service.
You know, generally, I like to refer to people that treat my people well.
Yes.
So that's just the way it is. Yes. Well, what can we do for you this morning, sir?
Well, I've had a large prostate for years, and I've been taking finasteride. That seemed to work, but it came... I needed to rehydrate pretty well for my blood draw at longevity, and then also for the surgery. And if half my body weight in ounces is about 72 ounces a day, and it became readily apparent that finasteride just doesn't cut it, drinking that much water is up like
no,
about six times during the night. So I heard you refer to radiologists using... intravenous as being the least invasive. And I wondered if you could give me the names or off the air or whatever you need to do doctors.
Okay. Sure. Well, let me chat about that. You know, a year ago, even 6 months ago probably, my preferred method for reducing prostate size was a procedure called prostatic artery embolization, where the radiologist goes in, threads a catheter into the arteries that nourish the prostate, inject a foam or microbeads into it that plug up a lot of the smaller blood vessels in the prostate and cause that a large part of the prostate just kind of wither up and die and shrink and go away. And that procedure was actually developed in Australia about 15 years ago, didn't make it to the United States until about 7 or 8 years ago, and has never gotten really popular here because it's not done by urologists. You know, people go to urologists for their prostate, but this procedure is only done by radiologists, procedural radiologists. And since most people are not referred to radiologists for their prostate problems, it never really caught on. There's only a few people around that do it, and they don't do a lot just because they don't get a lot of referrals. The guy that has probably done the most in the Seattle area is a doctor named Dr. Guy Johnson. You can look him up. He's Guy Johnson under radiology on Google. You'll find him easy enough. But over the course of the last year, I have swung my preference. You know, a year ago, if you'd asked me, and in fact, people did ask me, I said, if I needed prostate procedure, that's what I'd have done. Now, I have changed my mind because there is a different procedure that is done by urologists. It's a fast procedure. It's not hard. It has very few side effects. And it's done under the name Rezum, R-E-Z-U-M. There are a fair number of urologists that do this procedure, and it's got a lot of advantages over the methods that were done before this. You know, always before, in order to get your prostate smaller, they had to go in through the urethra, the opening in the penis, put a scope up, and then basically cut away from the inside the prostate kind of shelling it out, either vaporizing it with a laser or cutting it out with a cutting loop. But in order to do that, they had to basically destroy the section of the urethra, because they were inside the urethra to start with, and they had to destroy the urethra to get to the prostate. And that required you then to wear a catheter frequently for several weeks to a few months. While that urethra healed and repaired itself, it damaged the external valves to the bladder. Virtually everybody lost control of their bladder for 6 or 8 months, and some guys never recovered bladder control. They would need an adult diaper forever. Fortunately, that was a small number, but you know, even needing your diaper for 6 months to a year was not a happy making for most men.
Well, I guess, yeah.
With the Rezūm, they don't destroy the urethra, and they don't have to destroy that external valve. What they do is they kind of go up with a needle that will curve 90 degrees and just put a needle puncture, a small needle puncture, through the urethra into the prostate tissue and inject steam, high temperature water vapor, that basically cooks little pieces of the prostate and causes that part of the prostate to shrivel up and die by just being overheated with a little puff of steam. They have to inject several areas, but you're looking at just needle sticks through the urethra rather than the total destruction of that section of the urethra. And of course, the needle sticks heal much, much faster than just stripping out the whole, you know, 2-3 centimeter long stretch. So if I were going to have if I had benign prostate hypertrophy and I wanted to shrink it so I could urinate better, that's what I'd be looking for right now, is a urologist that does the Rezūm procedure.
Do you have any recommendations to a urologist?
I don't. There's probably 8 or 10 guys that do it in the area now. So, you know, you just look up Rezūm and pick a urologist near you. It's not a technically difficult procedure. It's not something that requires, you know, vast amounts of experience and expertise. It's simple enough to just, it's a needle stick and a push button and
a
puff of steam.
Is it now accepted by Medicare?
It is. It's covered by Medicare now. It's, you know, insurance pays for the vast majority of it. So, you know, so personally, you know, being a man in his mid-70s, if I get to the point that my urine flow is getting too small from an enlarging prostate, right now that would be the procedure I'd pick.
That sounds great. I'm never convinced on how much water I should drink. It just seems like it's too much.
Yeah.
Does that include and other drinks that you have as well for that
yes.
total of 72 ounces?
Coffee, tea,
okay.
water, juice. Yeah, if it's liquid, it counts. And remember,
okay.
72 ounces is when they're trying to hydrate you up to do a procedure, when they want your vessels, you know, expanded so they can get into them easy.
Yes.
Most of us do not need anywhere near that much water on a given day.
Well, I sure have trouble drinking that much.
Yeah, you don't
Most
need
do.
To. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is a recommendation when they're saying we want you to drink a lot because we're going to be able, you know, we want to be able to start an IV and, you know,
okay.
do vena punctures.
And wouldn't you say, Jerry, though, that the majority of Americans don't drink enough water? Doesn't
Probably,
mean,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, again, you drink water anytime you're thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, water is better than almost anything else, certainly better than soda pop. But for most of us, probably closer to 30 ounces or 35 ounces is better than 70 some ounces. For most of us, you know, if you're not doing heavy labor and sweating at an awful rate, you don't need that much water.
Yeah. Now, going back to the procedure with Dr. Allegra, I noticed that there's just a little bit of leakage, and I think the incision under the lower eyelid.
Mm-hmm.
And should I hold off on the relief factor for a while longer? It's been probably about 5 days now.
Yeah, no, I'd wait just because you're probably fine at this point, but I'd wait until at least he gets the stitches out before I go back on it.
Hey, and John, thank you so much for your call. Very, very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people were interested in the answer and the resume procedure for prostate enlargement. All right, that opens up a line at 800-465-8770. When we come back, we'll talk with Mark, has a question about testosterone. Then we've got a question about breast cancer, another one about blood glucose metabolism. Lots of reasons to stick around. We'll be right back.
The thing that struck both of us most strongly right from the beginning was libido. Our sex drive went out the roof. It was like being 18 years old again. It was pretty wonderful. And it was something we had been missing for quite some time.
Past the hour. Welcome back. This is Pete Talbot. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. You just heard that little testimonial. The fellow who did that, we won't give his name, of course, but that's okay. Talking about his libido. They came to us, he and his wife, in their mid-60s, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mid-60s. And that is one of the many areas that people develop this, again, I call it a fatalistic attitude. They've been led to believe when you get older, you lose your sex drive, libido, ability, ED, what have you. It's inevitable. Nothing you can do about it. Just one more frustration and one more good thing about longevity. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Well, we address that for men and women, obviously. With varying degrees of success, depending on what else is on with their, with their life and their body. But yes, healthy human beings are sexual creatures. And if you are not, you are probably not a healthy person. Now, I always have to couch that a little bit because there's kind of a bell curve. If you're looking at 20-year-olds, when you're basically at your erotic peak for men and women, the drive is the highest it's going to be. There are people that are in that very low drive subset that they don't care when they're 20. They can easily lead a celibate life, and that's just the way they're made. And so, if you had no drive at 20, you're going to have no drive at 60.
Oh, good point.
That's just all there is.
Yeah.
The problem is people that have a healthy drive in their youth when their bodies and minds are healthy. And as they age and their health deteriorates, both their drive and their ability go downhill. And so if you had a great drive and great function when you were in your, late teens, early 20s, and now you don't have one, that's a bad problem. Because what that's telling us is you are not a healthy creature anymore.
Something is imbalanced.
Something is seriously wrong, because that is one of humanity's, in fact, all mammals' basic survival drives. That's one of our basic traits. And so when your basic animal traits are being diminished and you're losing capacity, that tells me you are not healthy. Something is significantly wrong with you. And as we make you healthier, as you get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, most of the time you will also become sexier.
And most of the time, people are very grateful for that.
Most of the time, sure. If it's something you had and you've lost it,
yeah,
then yes, getting it back is very good.
And I think the important thing about this, it's not just the desire for sex. It's the overall, how do you describe
sexuality
that?
Is a part of the passion for living.
Yes, that's the way to say it.
All of our passions, our joy. You remember when you were a kid and you would take off running for the sheer joy of running?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. When was the last time the average 60-year-old did that?
Okay. Okay.
They've lost the capacity, but they've lost the joy of simply running and feeling their muscles flex and the wind in their face. The passions of life are all interconnected. And when all of your passions, all of your joys, all of the enthusiasms and the drive that makes life such a wonderful, glorious experience fade away, then eventually when you die, you haven't lost much because there's nothing left to lose. All the joys are gone. I don't want that for myself or the people I care about. I like my patients, even if they've lived a long time, to still have that physical and emotional capacity for joy and for exuberance and for enthusiasm.
So to get your libido back, your ability back, is a very, very fun thing.
But that's only part of it. Yes. But that's one symptom of having the loss of passion for life in general. Yes,
that's right. I'm glad you put it that way, because that was what I was trying to say, but you said it beautifully. And this is why I want to bring up again that, sometimes we ask, well, is longevity a sexuality clinic? No. Are we a weight loss clinic? No. Are we an energy? No. Are we a diabetic recovery facility? No.
But no and yes. We are all of the above at the same time, because our goal is to treat the undesired but common changes of aging.
And the key thing here is that we try to show through testimonials and the science that is possible.
Yes,
so
it is.
We are always trying to encourage you. Don't give up. Don't just sit back and say it has to be this way because I'm 68 or I'm 84 and that I have to just say goodbye to all of those other joys and that general passion for living that you're talking about.
I love feeling my muscles work. I love having muscles to work.
Yeah.
My wife enjoys having my hard body, my flat belly, my strong arms, around her and in bed at night. The fact is that just because I've lived 73 years doesn't mean I've had to get soft and pudgy and lose my joy and enthusiasm for life or for her. The reality is that when we talk about being stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier, that's exactly what we mean. And that smarter part is important.
That's true. Hey, this is the time I wasn't planning on it, but just reminding everybody that we have free health analysis appointments. We started doing this about a year and a half ago, maybe almost 2 years ago now. For 20 years, we did seminars. We did free seminars, and we did probably 1,000 of them over the years, as many as 6 a month. But I don't think we've done one for like a year. Has it been a year?
Maybe at least a year.
Maybe longer than a year, but that's okay. What we decided to do, because you always hear Dr. Mixon say, if you don't measure, you don't know, because that's the first step to solving a problem is defining it. And so if you don't measure, you don't know. So we just decided we'll do some measurement for you. And in our free health analysis appointments, you get 2 free tests, a blood test and a special in-body test. You're smiling. You're about to crack up laughing. Did I say something wrong?
No, actually, I was totally different subject, but relating to our previous conversation, I guess. We had a couple of friends over watching the debate Thursday night.
How brave of you. You must be mature and full of energy and stamina, can handle stress.
We're watching the debate, and Mr. Biden made a comment that something, he looked into the camera and he was referring to the people around the kitchen table. You know, yes. And he said something along the lines of, you know, if you're rolling around in bed at night and you, because you're worried about your insurance premiums, you know, then he was going to solve all that problem.
Yeah.
And my wife and I looked at each other and both cracked up laughing. Because when we're rolling around in bed at night, it's not because we're worried about our insurance premiums.
Okay. I should have known. In any event, regardless of the specific issues that you are dealing with, there are so many reasons why you need to do a little measurement. And that's why we do the free health analysis appointments. Again, if you don't measure, you don't know, let us do it for you with the two free tests. And something that we're doing probably not only through October, probably maybe even into November, is as a little extra incentive, because we know you're going to love the process, we will also give you $100 of free longevity supplements of your choice. And we have about 40 to choose from, so we know there's something there that you will like. So you get the two free tests and $100 of free supplements. And if that isn't enough, you could, instead of the supplements, you could have our two fitness books and our fitness bands if you don't want the supplements. So your choice. But regardless, this is the time for you to, you know, hey, we're coming into winter for sure here, and why don't you go to our website and make a free health analysis appointment? Easy to do. You just go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And we have them available in all three of our clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. Again, just go to lmclinic.com, follow the instructions. Easy, easy, easy to do. I hope you will do that. Okay, a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Mark about testosterone, and then MJ about breast cancer as soon as we come back.
I think if you visualize your final 10, 20 years of life, you know, what would it be worth to you to feel great all that time and probably live longer? I know you don't really claim that, but have a higher quality of life in your final 10 or 20 years, what would that be worth? Either you have the exact result you want or a good reason not to. So drop the reason I'm too busy. Get to the seminar. You're going to absolutely love it.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
36 minutes past the hour, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. You just heard one of our people who had called in and suggested going to a seminar. Well, hey, we don't do seminars anymore. And as
you ought to change that ad.
Well, you know, he's making such a good point. I just couldn't resist still using it. And the fact is, again, if you want to make one of our free health analysis appointments, easy, easy, easy to do. Just go to lmclinic.com. Push the schedule now button, and the three clinics will show up on your screen, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. Pick the clinic. When you do that, then the schedule for the free appointments shows up on your screen. You just put your little cursor over the appointment specifically that you want, and boom, it's yours. Hope you do that at lmclinic.com. Shoreline is where we're headed now, and let's talk with Mark. Hello, Mark. Welcome.
Hello, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, I am one of your listeners who actually downloads your shows, and I listen to them during the week, which is I greatly appreciate because I can't always catch you on Saturday mornings. But okay. A couple weeks ago, a gentleman called in, and he was talking to you about AFib. And it was very timely because for the second time in 5 years, I was rushed to the emergency room because I went into a severe episode of AFib. My heart was, you know, 180, 190 beats. My blood pressure was up 160, 170. And I want to stop that from happening again because it was no fun. And so my question is regarding triggers, because both times, when I was in the emergency room and we're talking about all sorts of possible triggers and things of this nature, two things came up. One was both the last time and this time, I had a low potassium phosphate levels. So they're giving me drips of potassium phosphate, which was surprising to me because I've always heard that you got to worry about high potassium. And so I'm curious as to how potassium fits in on all that. But the other thing that was very confusing to me was I see a naturopathic doctor, and she put me on some testosterone cream, which I get at your pharmacy down in Paramount. Is that it?
Paramount Pharmacy, yep.
Yeah. And but I take just a little bit of testosterone because my testosterone normally, my free total testosterone tends to run in the 300s, low 300s. But I just take a little bit of testosterone. We're talking only like 10 milligrams a day kind of a thing. And that is because I tend to be sensitive. But the thing is, what they told me in the hospital, the emergency room both times was, oh, you're taking testosterone cream. Well, that could be the trigger. And I'm like, what? Because Dr. Mixon talks about how when you're 18 years old, your testosterone levels are through the roof. They're like at levels of 1,200, and you don't have AFib when you're 18 years old. And so I don't want to go back again, but it's something because it already happened twice in 5 years. Seems like I'm a candidate for it possibly happening again, so I'm trying to figure it out where this potassium phosphate stuff fits in, and also testosterone.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about atrial fib in general, but also in those particular two agents. But let me ask a question first. How heavy are you?
I'm 5'10", and I am 180.
Okay. So you're not significantly overweight. That's good.
No.
All right. And the reason I ask that is that there is a clear correlation with being overweight and episodes of atrial fibrillation. If people are significantly overweight and you simply get their weight down to within the normal range, many of them will stop having atrial fib, which is kind of fascinating. Apparently, the inflammatory cytokines being produced by the excess abdominal fat are irritants. They actually increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. Potassium is a muscle relaxer, and we use potassium basically to execute murderers on those rare occasions we actually execute one these days. But that's what the lethal compound in those IVs is. You simply infuse such a big dose of potassium that the heart relaxes and won't contract anymore. And so they die of what we call asystole. The heart just stops contracting. So potassium in healthy ranges prevents the heart from being as irritable. Okay, it does make it relax a bit more. So all of your muscles, including your heart, but people that are getting leg cramps, foot cramps at night are often due to low potassium levels. And so potassium and magnesium are both relaxers. And having adequate potassium and adequate magnesium in your system can help prevent unwanted muscle spasm, including atrial fibrillation. So, those electrolytes are important. It's always a matter of how much. Not enough causes problems. Too much causes problems.
Right. So that's why when you go to buy potassium, how come they limit the amount? It's always 99 milligrams. You can never buy,
over the counter. Now you can buy a lot more than that with a prescription. But yes, the over the counter version is limited because, again, people seem to take this attitude that if a little bit is good, a whole lot more will be better. And with things like potassium, you can overdo, and you can actually get in real trouble with potassium or magnesium overdoses. It's easier to overdo with potassium. Magnesium will usually give you so much diarrhea that you can't overdose with it very easy. but potassium you can. And so, you know, they do limit the amount of potassium available. And there are a fair number of blood pressure drugs and so on that actually make you waste potassium, and they artificially lower your potassium level. Many of the diuretics or the thiazides that are used to lower blood pressure, the older drugs, often cause your kidneys to waste potassium and lower your serum potassium levels. So on many of those drugs, people need to be given supplemental potassium on a regular basis.
Okay.
Turning attention to testosterone. Testosterone is a vasodilator. It tends to open up blood vessels and improve blood flow to muscle, including the heart. So I don't know where he's getting the idea that low-dose testosterone supplementation would somehow trigger atrial fibrillation. You know, I'd love to see the paper that he would base that opinion on.
Good luck finding it.
Because I haven't, never seen it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I've never seen it. All right, so.
They weren't quoting any science. Matter, like I said, because I was in twice, it was two different people. And, you know, they're asking about everything I was taking and things of this nature. And, like, you know, and so I mentioned the testosterone. They go, both of them said that. And two different times and so on.
Well, you know, anytime you're taking something that they're not familiar with, they're probably going to be a little bit hesitant. But, you know, I will send a note off to Dr. Maiden. You know, he's the best cardiologist I know. I'll ask him if he, in fact, Ruben is often listening to the show.
Yeah, hey, so, Ruben, are you listening?
Ruben, if you're listening to this show, send me a text or give us a call. And tell us if you're aware.
He said he was going to be on.
Well, not today.
Well, you must have been listening to an older show because when we said that, then he did come on the next week.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So he's on. It's just I'll listen on the. I'll download it. There we go.
Yeah. Because that day he did call in and say, you know, he would help us out with a problem that a patient had asked about. Sure.
Yeah, he was on one week, and then the next Saturday he was just listening, and he called in. He may be listening right now. And, Ruben, if you are listening, text either Jerry or me, and I'll get you the number you need.
But 10 milligrams of potassium or 10 milligrams of testosterone transdermally on your skin is not likely to raise your values much.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Jerry, to respond. I'm not a doctor, and that even sounded weird to me.
Well, you know, of course, I'm older than you sound to be, but, you know,
I'm 52.
Okay, well, I'm not that much older than you then, because I'm 73, so I'm 11 years your senior. But, you know, I apply about 150 milligrams a day to my skin of testosterone. But then I keep my values at about the 75th percentile for a healthy 20-year-old.
Well, and the other thing is the testosterone is not the only thing you measure and keep properly balanced.
That's right. But, yeah, so, you know, I keep my pregnenolone, dehydroepiandrosterone, my thyroid, you know, I keep all of my stuff at a healthy 20 to 30-year-old range.
This is the problem that naturopaths, as wonderful as they are, they've obviously got things to offer, but often they don't fully understand. That's why we have one of our very newest patients is a naturopath. That really, she said, I can't figure this thing out. No way.
We have both MDs and NDs as patients, and as doctors, we have both. You know, MDs and NDs as physicians and as patients. So, the fact is we're a specialty clinic and we don't, you know, we don't do the things that everybody else does because we have a specific body of knowledge about the aging process and, you know, how to maximize human performance during that process. So.
Right. So it sounds like I can start taking my testosterone cream again.
I would.
It doesn't sound like it's an issue.
It but should not
potassium,
be.
It sounds like I may have the low potassium. And so because I'm low in potassium, it's not causing the heart to relax. And so therefore it's AFibbing.
Yeah. Low potassium would be more of an irritant to the to the cardiac muscle than testosterone would by a long shot.
And with that, I've got a goal, Mark, but let me just say to you and so many others, if you really would like to know how much testosterone you actually need, you might want to make a health analysis appointment. We don't test testosterone in the health analysis appointment, but you get an idea in that free appointment as it relates to what baselines need.
And then
to
you
be.
Get the option to get a get full option. Full That's panel right. done if you want.
But
to.
I really encourage you to actually do it the right way. And with that, we got to go to a break. And when we come back, we will talk with MJ in Everett about breast cancer. And again, for one of those free health analysis appointments, remember, if you don't measure, you don't know. You don't just guess and throw 10, 20 milligrams of something at you because it sounds good. You measure. That's what Longevity Medical Clinic does, and they do it so well. Make your free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com.
We'd just like to encourage your audience who hasn't come in and listened to a seminar and you folks to take a look at it. I honestly, you say 10 to 15 years on your advertisements. I think I feel better than I felt 30 years ago.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game. Let me know as love.
Hey, welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine, Jerry. You know, this last conversation reminds me that, and you made it clear, we have many, many physicians, MDs, NDs, I mean, surgeons, gynecologists,
ER doctors,
everyone under the sun, as patients. But we also have MDs and NDs as doctors here. So now tell me what happens when we hire and you have to train an ND, for example.
Well, the problem I've got is that my only interest is in, does it work? Is there good literature to support it? And I don't care who claims it, whose bailiwick it's in, who's, you know, got some sort of professional affinity for a particular treatment. My only question is, does it work?
Right.
If it works, I want to use it. The problem when I'm training an MD, a medical doctor, is that they don't know diddly squat about supplementation, about vitamins, about, you know, all of the alternative sorts of therapies. They've been trained very heavily in allopathic methodology. And that, while it has some great strengths, also has some great weaknesses.
Yeah.
They're pretty darn good with pharmacology, but not with optimal levels. They're usually looking for pathological levels, and anything that gets out of a pathological range and into a normative range, they're usually happy with. NDs are just the opposite. NDs have usually a very good depth of knowledge in supplementation and vitamins and lifestyle and diet, but they tend to be weak in the allopathic interventions. And so when I'm bringing in either an MD or an ND, I've got a large knowledge gap that I have to start filling in. So it takes about equal amount of time to train an MD or an ND to work in our clinic. It's just different areas that we have to backfill for them. So
actually, I have noticed though that with the MDs that are attracted here, they've usually, for example, Dr. Umat is an MD,
yes,
but she had all kinds of additional training in.
In fact, I met her and Sunil for the first time down at an A4M meeting, an anti-aging conference in Las Vegas many years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all there at the same meeting, and she had heard about me, I guess, and grabbed me in the hall and introduced herself. And, you know, so she ended up coming over and working.
I've seen, as I've observed, I'm not involved in any of the training of the doctors, obviously, but I've observed that the MDs that come usually are already saying, yeah, this makes sense. And they've been getting training.
Sure. Yeah. They wouldn't be applying to work for us if they didn't have an interest.
But I've not seen that with NDs.
Well, the NDs,
conversely,
the NDs usually know that there is a gap. But you know, their training and their licensing has put some limitations on some of their pharmacology training.
As an observer here hosting this show and producing it for 20 some years, I've been so frustrated, and I've always wanted to say things because I hear people say, oh, well, I have an ND. I see a naturopath.
Yeah.
And then I hear these stories, and it's like they're fiddling with hormones. They don't understand them.
Yeah, I mean,
they fiddle with them.
This last fellow is being given a dose that would be a little on the high side for the average 60-some-year-old woman, but is spitting in the wind for a man.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would not encourage that naturopath to raise his dose of testosterone significantly. Because you need to balance it with everything else. You need to follow pregnenolone and progesterone and estradiol and thyroid and dehydroepiandrosterone and all of the other things. Anytime you raise one hormone level and ignore all of the rest of that hormone symphony that works together to provide optimal support, you're asking for trouble. Testosterone for men is not a miracle drug, and it does not solve all of our problems. It is a tool, one tool that we use, and you have to look at the whole physiologic picture.
Yes. Balanced.
Men make the same hormones women do. We just have different ratios. So you need to be measuring the estradiol. You need to measure the progesterone, because young men make good progesterone levels. Old men don't, and that's part of why our prostates get big. Prostate enlargement is due in large measure to progesterone deficiency with age. You need to look at the pregnenolone, which is a neurotransmitter in the brain that has a lot to do with mood and sleep and stress tolerance. You need to look at the dehydroepiandrosterone. Not just testosterone, but also the dehydrotestosterone is another, which is kind of testosterone on steroids, if excuse the pun, because testosterone is a steroid. But it is more potent for androgenic effects than regular testosterone. So there's a lot of stuff we need to look at. And I get real nervous when I hear an MD or an ND throwing a single hormone at somebody, at a man or a woman, and the expectation that it's going to do the job.
It's just bad medicine. A couple of years ago, I was getting a physical, kind of an annual type of a thing, physical, because I was going to China or Africa or someplace. And the doctor, who was the chief medical officer for the clinic, a big, big clinic, if I gave the name, you'd all know who it was. And so he had like 20 doctors under him. He was the head guy, happened to be doing my physical, I guess. And he said, well, I know you're involved with longevity. You had mentioned here, I see on your chart. And, you know, I'm hearing more and more about testosterone, and men are asking me, do you think testosterone is a good thing for men? Because when I get asked for it, I'll give them a shot. And this was
wrong
two,
answer.
3 years ago, you know, and, here's the guy. He's the leading guy at this clinic, a big clinic. We all know who it is. And, but it's on either side of the ledger. I see these extremes of lack of knowledge.
And you know, that idea of if a guy is low, I give him a shot was a perfectly good answer 40 years ago.
Hey, folks, we're going to take about a 15-second break. We have a top of the hour. We have to do station ID, and we will be back for the second hour. I think Dr. Umat's going to be joining us any moment, hopefully soon. And but this story that you've just been hearing for the last 10 years, this is why we make available the free health analysis appointments. For goodness sakes, let us do a free appointment, two free tests, a blood test, and a very exciting in-body test. And you'll also get $100 worth of free longevity supplements just for coming in. If you don't measure, you don't know. Well, we'll do it for you. Go to lmclinic.com and make that free appointment. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in like 20 seconds.